You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We're waiting for Tarek Maddox to call in, talk to us about how to stay fit, and then I was going to do a little bit of a thing for the holidays, but hey, let's go right into the thing for the holidays. Let's look back on the year in review. The year in review, the word was recovery. We recovered. The economy recovered. Low gas prices helped the economy recover. It was all a good thing. The low gas prices are causing a little instability in Eastern Europe. We'll hopefully let that big bear lie. You're seeing the real estate market in South Florida continue to rock and roll. It's been great. But the number one thing that I think defines this year is that this is the year where we made the turn. Pretty much everybody I know is now in the recovery mode. They're doing better. Some of them are still looking at recovering. They haven't gotten back to even yet. Lots of people are still working to get back to even. But now we've got to think about what's ahead. So what's ahead next year is continued growth. Even the Fed couldn't stop the growth from happening. The stock market rocked today, and it's going to hopefully continue to rock as the gas prices combine with continuing low interest rates to keep the economy of the United States moving. Why is that important? Ask anybody in the world why that's important. Everybody else plans on selling us goods and services because their economy stinks. So it's really important for us to continue to move on. You'll see this year in 2015, the condos will start delivering. Some of the buildings will start delivering this year. You'll see people take occupancy. The lights will go on. There'll be high fives across South Florida as the furniture business, the electronics business, and the other durable goods manufacturers and sellers in Florida, in Miami particularly, start to have a field day. This will be their best sales outlets in the country, is my bet, because we're going to see growth and new household formation here at numbers they won't see anywhere else in the country. I'm not an economist. I'm just a guy that looks out his window. So the other thing that I see happening is that we're going to continue to need more patients on the highway. The traffic is getting nuts. What used to be considered insane Christmas traffic is now the new normal. It's going to get worse as these condos open. And we're going to see what I call the formation of the city state in Miami, where people won't leave their little town. It used to be Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Palm Beach. Now it's going to be downtown, midtown, Brickell, Coral Gables. And with no rapid transportation, you'll be looking to use more Uber, Lyft, and taxi. Probably more Uber and Lyft than taxi from what I've seen from my friends. I'm getting nods from Dave. He must be a real urbanite. Me, I just take a taxi from my home back and forth to the Heat games. I've been doing it for years. It's the way to do it. It's the way to go. It's $18 in, $25 out because we got a circle. But it's awesome. I love it. I'm going to the Heat game. You heard me talking about it with Larry. What am I going to do when LeBron comes? Well, we're all hoping that there's no booing and no applause, that it's just silent and you hear crickets. That's not going to happen. I'll probably just stand up and give him the thumbs up, maybe the salute for all of the good stuff. But I'll tell you, I got a whole bunch of those shirts that have all the teams crossed off except for San Antonio. I knew when I picked my T-shirt up that night, it was probably the last time I'd see LeBron because you just felt it. That's another thing that happened is LeBron left this year. What else happened this year? The Marlins are stocking up. High five to the Marlins for that. I'm very excited about that. All the people have renewed in my season ticket group, and I'm having a lottery for opening day. Not really. I'm taking Larry because it'll be Larry's first day back in the stadium. And that's what we need to do this coming year. We need to give the Marlins a chance. My goodness, it looks from here like they may be the closest to getting to the playoffs of any of the big teams in town right now. They've worked hard. And Jeffrey Loria, you know, he's spending some of that money. He'll hold on to the guys, I'm hoping, this time. So we should all join me at the ballpark. It's a great facility. My wife loves it, and so does everybody that I've ever taken. I can say honestly that nobody's had a bad time when they've gone with me. Of course, it doesn't hurt that I brought a whole bunch of people to the game against the Braves that Fernandez got his home run and then had the little shout-out with. We always get a foul ball. It's always a great time at the ballpark. I'm looking for more of that in the coming year, too. But the most important thing that is going to happen Next year is the continuation of the positive energy momentum machine that is our show. Our show continues to evolve. Our sponsors have all renewed. We're going to be moving from 5 to 6. We're going to soon be on from 6 to 7. I think we'll get even more people listening to the show at that point because more of them will be in their car. So I want to make sure you join us. It's been a great year. 2014's been great. 2015 is going to be even better. It's all of our jobs to work together to maintain the positive energy that we look to create, because the positive energy is what we all feed on. You hear Ashwamedha on all the time talking about mindfulness, being and living in the moment. Don't worry about what happened. Don't worry about what's going to happen. Live in the moment. I'm not saying don't make plans. You got to make plans. But when you're getting yourself uptight, your heart's beating a little too fast, just take a moment. Step back, watch your breathing, and make sure that you feel positive. All right. I want to thank our guest today, Dave Himmel, still here in the studio. Dave, high five to you, buddy. Oh, it's a little bit of a big desk here, but Dave is awesome. Dave is a local Miami and went to Palmetto, right?
Yep.
Grew up, went to Palmetto. I'm an NMB guy. We're going to have more Dave. We're going to try to get the guy that introduced Dave and I together, Bruce Turkel, and have a social media branding festival.
Hey, Jim, you know our most famous alum at Palmetto? Very big business guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy, his company starts with an A, I think.
It does.
It has a .com at the end.
Yep.
Well, Dave's been great. We're going to have more LinkedIn tips with Dave. Dave even generated a caller. I'd give him another high five, but I hurt myself on the last one. So, Dave, I want to thank Dave. I want to thank Larry's. And Larry's been a sponsor of the show for a long time. That's great. But what I love about Larry is his segments on the show. We talk guy talk. We talk cars and sports. Ugh, I love it. And I'm taking him. We're going to go to the LeBron James game here on Christmas Day. It's going to be great. I also want to thank Wanda and the whole team here at 880 AM. Oh, it's been great. And now I want to thank South Florida Business and Wealth, the CCIMs, U Health, another sponsor that's been there from the beginning, the Miami Marlins and the Miami Dolphins, the NFL alumni, Social Media 305, Lauren's Kids, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. But hey, the most important person to thank is you, the person on the other side of this microphone, because without you, I'd have no show. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business is Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. That's right. Move fast. Okay, remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
My family's safety is my responsibility.